Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
This is a Snap Review for Catch by Peaceable Kingdom.
The strategic game of cats and mouse.
It's for ages 6 and up, 2 to 4 players, and plays in about 15 minutes. The object of Catch is for your 4 cats to surround the mouse on all 4 sides so that the mouse cannot escape. Asher, how do you set up the game?
First, you take out the board and set it up. Then you put the mouse in the middle black square. Then you take the 4 cats and put them on the corresponding color square.
And make sure you grab the dice. Asher, how do you play the game?
So you roll the dice, and there are 2 dice. There's one that has numbers on it, and the other one has colored squares.
Okay. Claire, what do you do with the die that has the colored squares?
The die that has the colored squares represents how the mouse moves. For example, if you rolled a yellow square, the mouse would move towards yellow 1 space.
Okay. And Asher, what does the numbered die mean?
It tells you how the cats move. I'm going to give you 2 examples. So, for example, I rolled a 3. 1 cat would move 3 spaces. For another example, I rolled all play 1. All the cats move 1 space.
Okay. And is there any restrictions on how you can move the cats, Claire?
You can't move them diagonally.
All right. So you keep rolling the dice and moving the mouse and then moving 1 or more cats. And like we said at the beginning, the goal is to trap the mouse in between all 4 cats so that it can't move. So the players all win together if they can surround the mouse with the 4 cats. But if the mouse escapes, what happens, guys?
We lose.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's right. As the mouse is moving toward whichever side it might be moving toward with the colored die, the cats have to surround it and prevent it from moving off the board. That's how the mouse escapes. And so there's a little bit of strategy in trying to figure out how to line the cats up so that if a mouse tries to go in a certain direction, it's unable to do so because it's blocked by a cat.
So Catch is elegantly simple, but it has the same luck of the draw and tense moments that I've come to expect from much more complicated cooperative games. Games like Pandemic and Forbidden Island. I really loved playing this with the kids and even playing it with our 4-year-old, although he started to lose attention near the end of the game.
Right. I like Catch because the mechanics of the game, how the game actually works, is very simple. But there's enough strategy to start to explain a little bit of statistics to kids even 7 and 10 years old to help them understand. While the decision they would make to move a cat into a certain place might not end up being the right one, there's reasons why you would make a decision to move a cat to a certain place.
Yeah. So, Claire, what do you think of Catch?
I think that it's a good game for, like Dai said, kids who are starting to go into the strategy level a little bit. But, like, in my opinion, I think it's a little bit boring because it's geared for some of the younger kids.
All right.
Okay.
That's fair.
Asher, what do you think of Catch?
It's pretty exciting because you might be expecting the mouse to move somewhere and then it moves, like, a different direction.
All right. Asher, if you had to give Catch a rating between 1 and 5 stars, what would you give it?
About 2.5.
Okay. Claire, how about you? What rating would you give Catch?
I would give it 3.5.
At least for younger kids?
Yes.
All right. I'm in agreement with Claire. I'd give it a 3.5 or a 4, knowing that this is targeted with young children in mind.
Right. It's important not to expect Catch to be something that it's not. It is a simple game. It has very simple mechanics. It is very easy to understand. You can explain it in an instant. I actually think that this level of simplicity would play well to non-gamers that even could be, maybe not adults, but members of a family. So grandma and grandson or granddaughter or something like that, where they're searching for something that is easy to understand to play together. And for that reason, because it does have a little bit of strategy, and especially because that strategy is so easy to explain, I would give Catch a 3.5 or 4 stars. So, taking everybody's thoughts into consideration, I think we'll give Catch a 3.5 stars.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's Catch.
In a snap!